We're talking with Jenny Higgins from the Office of Emergency Preparedness in St. Martin Parish.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
St. Martin Parish, and what's happening there? I know you guys are prepared.
We are. We're unique that we have Lower St. Martin and Upper St. Martin. So initially our concerns were for Lower St. Martin because they were predicting such a large amount of rainfall. And so we're monitoring that. And then on up here, we are just now starting to see some of the bands of rain come through. And we have deputies staged throughout the parish to be able to handle anything that may come up and be able to respond quickly. So we're just, like everybody else, just monitoring it. It's just such a slow-moving storm.
So what have you seen in Stevensville? I mean, obviously, that's going to be down there in Lower St. Martin. What's the situation been down there so far?
So far, you know, we haven't gotten any reports of any flooding as of yet. I'm sure, you know, as the day goes on, we're going to continue to monitor that. They are without electricity.
Okay.
So that's something that happened, I believe, in the early morning hours last night. And as of a little while ago, they were still out. So because they got the first effects of the storm. And, you know, they have a little bit different environment that we have on this end, and that, you know, their water is right there. So and there's so many homes on the water down there. So we're watching that. And we wrapped up our sandbag operations yesterday. And right now it's just more of just a monitoring and waiting. We had one report of a tree down with some power lines in Bro Bridge, and that's been taken care of, and the roadway was back open. So far, so good.
So if you guys are getting updates, are you hearing anything? Obviously, this forecast has changed a lot back and forth, east and west, and more rain and less rain. And I get it. It's really hard to predict what these things are going to do because they're all different. But what's the latest you guys are hearing about, potential rainfall in both Upper and Lower St. Martin?
Again, it depends on how quickly this thing moves through. You know, if it continues to move, I know the speed was so low there for a while. And, you know, if it can continue to move at this rate, then this is going to be a day-long event into early morning hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really, truly just an hour-by-hour thing, because as you look at the history of it, the way it went up and then it came down a little bit, then it, like you said, it shifted more to the west. So it's just one of those things. It's Mother Nature. We're just hoping that it speeds up a little bit so it can move on and not stay and drop a large amount of rain in a short amount of time. That's the biggest concern.
Is there anything before we wrap up that you need to get out or you want to mention for residents living in St. Martin Parish?
Sure. We have a line set up. So if anybody has any questions or needs any information, it's 337-394-2808. And that's for anybody that has any questions or needs any kind of assistance to please call that number. And we'll be glad to help them. And they can also call, of course, if they need any assistance, they can, you know, whether if it's an emergency, of course, our lines are always open for that if they have need any assistance.
Jenny Higgins with the St. Martin Parish Office of Emergency Preparedness. We thank you for taking some time out and talking with us.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good afternoon.
You too.